Title: Overtime Overturned, a closer look at the DOL's latest threshold reversal. Content: On Thursday, May 14, the U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, issued a technical amendment formally restoring the pre-2024 regulatory text governing overtime exemptions under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, implementing federal court orders that had already vacated the Biden-era salary threshold rule. For employers across the country, this development carries immediate and practical implications. A. The FLSA's overtime exemptions under the FLSA, bona fide executive, administrative, and professional employees who meet certain duties tests and whose salaries exceed a defined threshold are exempt from the Act's overtime pay requirements. Generally, three prongs must be met for an employee to be considered exempt. 1. The employee's job duties must primarily involve executive, administrative, or professional duties as defined by the regulations, the duties test. 2. The employee must be paid a predetermined and fixed salary that is not subject to reduction because of variations in the quality or quantity of work performed, the salary basis test. And 3. The amount of salary paid must meet a minimum specified amount, the salary level test. B. The 2024 rule. In 2024, the Biden-era DOL finalized a rule raising the standard salary threshold in two steps, first to $43,888 annually, $844 per week, effective July 1, 2024, and then to $58,656 annually, $1,128 per week, effective January 1, 2025. The 2024 rule also raised the annual compensation threshold for highly compensated employees, HCEs, to $132,964 and then $151,164 on July 1, 2024 and January 1, 2025, respectively. Had the 2024 rule taken full effect, it would have significantly expanded the number of workers entitled to overtime pay, requiring employers to either increase salaries above the higher thresholds or reclassify affected employees as non-exempt and pay overtime accordingly. C. The court's step in the 2024 rule never fully took hold. Before the second, higher threshold could take effect, two federal district courts in Texas vacated the rule entirely. The technical amendment cites those district court decisions, as well as the Fifth Circuit's subsequent dismissal of the related appeals on May 5 and May 7, 2026, respectively, as the basis for formally restoring the pre-2024 regulatory text. D. The DOL's technical amendment. The technical amendment, published in the Federal Register on May 15, 2026, removes the 2024 rule's regulatory text from the Code of Federal Regulations, CFR, and republishes the operative regulations from the 2019 rule in their place. To implement these judicial decisions, the final rule amends the DOL's regulations to reinstate the regulatory text promulgated in the 2019 final rule. The change is effective immediately. Specifically, the DOL determined that a delayed effective date was unnecessary because the court orders vacating the 2024 rule are already operative, and delaying the correction of the CFR text could mislead employees and employers who consult it to understand their rights and responsibilities under the FLSA. E. Key thresholds now in effect. 1. Standard salary level to qualify as an exempt executive, administrative, or professional employee. An employee must be compensated on a salary basis at a rate of not less than $684 per week, $35,568 annually, exclusive of board, lodging, or other facilities. 2. Highly compensated employees, HCEs. An employee with total annual compensation of at least $107,432 is deemed exempt under the FLSA if the employee customarily and regularly performs any one or more of the exempt duties or responsibilities of an executive, administrative, or professional employee. Total annual compensation must include at least $684 per week paid on a salary or fee basis, and may also include commissions, non-discretionary bonuses, and other non-discretionary compensation earned during a 52-week period. 3. U.S. territories for employers other than the federal government operating in the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, Guam, Puerto Rico, or the U.S. Virgin Islands, the applicable salary threshold is $455 per week. For employers other than the federal government in American Samoa, the threshold is $380 per week. For computer employees, for computer employees specifically, the compensation requirement may alternatively be met by compensation on an hourly basis at a rate of not less than $27.63 per hour. F. The 10 p.e.